Greetings, Internet, and welcome to episode 25 of Getting Work to Work, a weekly podcast for creative professionals looking to overcome the barriers that prevent them from doing the work they were born to do. Show notes for this episode are available at gettingworktowork.com/25. I don't know about you, but recently I've been thinking a lot about the future. And it's not just because of the outcome of the U.S. election. Regardless of who you were voting for, I think it's pretty clear that we're all thinking about the future. And for me, I am thinking a lot about my purpose. My purpose as an individual, my purpose as a servant leader, and my purpose as someone participating in community. And I was thinking that ultimately my purpose as an individual has nothing to do with me and has everything to do with others, the people that I lead, the people that I love, and the people that I serve. I recognize that it is a luxury for me to think about the future. Not everyone has that opportunity to do that. And sometimes existence can be a huge struggle for so many people. Now, I don't want this episode to be about politics. I want it to be about creative professionals and how we can think about the future that we are building, not just for ourselves, but for other people. So I want to share three questions that you can ask yourself as you think about and build the future. First, what are your interests, opportunities, and strengths? Think about the interests as the things that you love, the things that you're curious about, and where you spend a lot of your time thinking and doing. And interests are really important as individuals because they're one way that we really define how we're unique and different than other people. When it comes to opportunities, where are your growth opportunities? That could be education, jobs, and for some, there may be less opportunity than others. But it's important to have a glimpse as to what opportunities are actually out there for you as an individual. And third, what are your strengths? Have you ever done a test such as StrengthFinders 2.0 by Tom Rath? This is a test that defines what he calls themes and ways for you to focus on the things that you are strong at. Several years ago, I took this test and it revealed that I was strategic, which is a way of saying that I like to think of alternate ways to proceed, that I'm a learner, that I like to learn and constantly improve myself, that I am introspective and enjoy intellectual discussions, that I'm fascinated by ideas, and that I'm futuristic, inspired by what could be so that I can inspire others. By having an understanding of those strengths, that doesn't mean that I'm better than other people. It just means that I have a way of functioning that is different from other people, that is a way for me to move forward as an individual that could build other people up. But second, it's not enough for us to just be individuals. We have to ask ourselves, where are you serving and giving of yourself to help others? If we merely just lived a life for ourselves, that wouldn't be much of a life at all. But as we serve, we have a way of giving back to other people, whether it's through our time, whether it's through our money, whether it's our job, whether it's our calling, whether it's our family, a cause, an organization. It's about a way of building up other people through the things that we have and are. This term, I've really struggled being a teacher because I lost track of the fact that I am serving my students. It's about building up their education and building up their ability to move forward in a world stronger because of the knowledge that I have and that I impart into their lives. And it's important to not lose grasp on the way that we serve other people. But the third question that you really want to ask yourself is, apart from individuals and apart from serving other people, what communities are you actively participating in? And the reason why this is such an important question is because communities are not only a place where we give, but they're a place where we're able to receive from other people. And unless we are truly willing to receive what other people have to give, it's not truly a community. It's not truly a conversation at that point. It's us selfishly wanting to give of ourselves, to posture ourselves as important people. But I find for myself that I've been less involved in community and less willing to receive what other people have to give to me. And as I think about the future, I'm thinking about my individual interests, opportunities, and strengths. I'm thinking about where I'm serving, and I'm also thinking about how I can be more involved in the community so that other people have an opportunity to build me up with who they are as people. That does it for this episode of Getting Work to Work. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. I would appreciate it if you would share it with your friends, subscribe on iTunes, and if you would be so kind as to leave me a review letting me know how I'm doing, I would greatly appreciate it. Get in touch by sending me an email. I'm chris@chrismartinstudios.com, or you can find me on social media. I'm at CM Studios or at GWTW Podcast on Twitter, at CM Studios on Instagram, or at Chris Martin Studios on Facebook. Stay connected with Chris Martin Studios by signing up for my email newsletter, The Curiosity Lab, at thecuriositylab.net. As you move forward this week, regardless of who you are or what you're doing, I would encourage you to ask these questions of yourself and your future so that you can build a community that you're proud of. Now get out there and get to work.